I think it's actually unforgivable that the government haven't even asked the banks to bring forward this measure. The European Banking Authority, in recognition of the pandemic and the third wave of the pandemic, reignited their guidelines for banks that allow them to introduce mortgage payment breaks, which means that people don't have to pay their mortgage during this period of the pandemic, and also that no additional interest would be charged. Those payments can be made later at the end of the term, and it allowed for governments right across Europe to actually ensure that banks did this. Some countries have availed of this, but despite that, Ireland having the highest rates of the virus in the world, despite us having now over 400,000 people unemployed and the financial pressure and worries that brings to families in terms of their mortgages, our government, who is the majority shareholder in a number of the banks, are refusing even to have these conversations with the bankers.
And you have raised the issue with the Taoiseach and the Minister for Finance.
I've raised this on numerous occasions with them. It's falling on deaf ears, but I've written to both of the ministers last week, and I've also written to the five main CEOs of the banks. Now in the middle of a pandemic, it's only right that the banks step forward, and also that our minister and government step forward. This doesn't cost the state a penny. It's about the banks doing the right thing in line with what the European Banking Authority has recommended, because the reality of it is hundreds of thousands of people have lost their jobs. Many of those can't afford to make their full payment breaks, and now as a result of not having these payment breaks, that means that they will have a bad credit record. That means that they may not be able to borrow in the future for an extension to the home or for medical expenses or to put your child through college.